Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Coming up this week, a bunch of narcissistic entitled Karens are attacking cast members when they are told to put on a mask. We're also going to talk about Bob Chapek's statement last week about the about Disney Cruise Line resuming operations potentially in the fall. And there are whispers in the wind about annual passes. We're going to talk about all of that. Gird your loin, boys and girls. Daddy's back and he's in a mood. Coming up next. Oh, that's right. We don't do the... It's been so long. It's been so long. Welcome to the show, folks. Coming to you live, I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined this week by my producer, Mr. Craig Williams. And via the interwebs, Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
And Denny Sunderly.
Hey there.
And from Dreams Unlimited Travel, Elaine Edwards.
Hey, friends.
So welcome, folks. It is good to be back. Let's just dispense with the elephant in the room. I needed a break. It's been a crazy year for all of us. But I am really glad to be back. And especially this week, because I got some juicy stuff to talk about. And I am in a mood. So I'm just warning everybody now. I am in a mood today. And I'm not just in a mood about some of these stories. I'm in a mood with you people. And we're going to talk about that too. But before we get started, just a reminder, this show and all the shows that we produce is brought to you by DreamsUnlimitedTravel.com. That is how we pay for this. So if you appreciate our content and if you appreciate the work that we do, a great way to show your support is to book your next Disney vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel, of which I am an owner, just in case that wasn't clear to anybody. You know, I it's been so long since I've sat here that I'm kind of like out of sorts.
Yeah. I also want to just let everyone know right now, this is our first time doing a live broadcast in a different way from the studio. So there will probably will be audio issues, technical issues.
Craig, they're saying
microphone
something
isn't on.
Your mic's not on.
That's my bad. I forgot to turn that back on.
As he was just talking about, we're doing this a different way, and there's likely to be some technical issues. So
yeah, I think we're running through about every technical issue on this one because we haven't done a live broadcast in our new format of new software and stuff we're running in ever. So bear with us today.
Yep. So it's all... It is what it is. Just roll with it. Okay, so it's like an embarrassment of riches this week for me and things I want to talk about. But the first thing I want to talk about, measure my comments here. Over the past several weeks, many of you have been incredibly supportive of our team doing the show in my absence. And I want to thank you for that. Genuinely, I want to thank you for that. Some of you have been douchebags. And I'm going to say this real clear. You don't like the team. You don't like the content. Don't watch the show. I don't want you here. Okay? Now, you may take exception to something they say, right? You don't agree with them. That's fine. That's great. But the ad hominem attacks on their character, especially Craig, you people don't know him. Somebody had the audacity to say that I didn't like Craig. Like they know me or anybody making comments like that is an idiot. An absolute idiot. I adore Craig. Craig is one of the hardest working people I have ever met. And in these... last few months... In these last few months, he has been an incredible friend to me. An incredible friend and a steady hand. So, you can take exception with our opinions. That's fine. Do not judge the character of anybody that works for me. Do not judge the character of anybody that works for me. If I have a problem with them, I'll take care of it. But the ad hominem attacks, and it pisses me off. Okay, so welcome. Welcome to the show. I told you I was in a mood, and I am in a mood today. So I'm just going to piggyback off that onto this incredible story that Gabrielle Rusin at the Orlando Sentinel wrote, I think it was last week, about the experiences cast members are having with guests when they are told to put on their masks. Somebody, a cast member of the Contemporary, was spit on by a man wearing a fedora. Okay, right there, right there. That tells us everything we need to know about this person. He's wearing a fedora, okay? You can wear a fedora, but you can't put on a damn mask. You already look ridiculous. You might as well just finish the... Who the hell wears fedoras anymore? And if you wear a fedora, I'm sorry. I'm talking about...
Rhino laughs because I do have a fedora.
Well...
Yeah,
you've never worn it in front of me, so we'll because I may have to fire you if I saw that. But these stories about cast members being hit, being spit on, being cursed at. Let's get something clear. I mean, we've said it a million times, but Disney World is private property. They could tell you to wear Scottish kilts and stockings if you want to come in the park, and you'd have to. And they're perfectly within their rights. It's private property. The same way where you live is private property, and you have rights. Those are the rules of Walt Disney World. And this is not a political issue. These are the rules of Walt Disney World. It's not about politics. That's their rules. If you don't like it, don't go. The number of times I heard, well, if you feel you need to wear a mask, just don't leave the house. Gotcha. If you feel you don't want to wear a mask, don't go to Disney World. Those are the rules. And I'm going to tell you what. Those are going to be the rules for a long time. But let's kind of pivot off of that into the experience that these cast members are having. For the people who do this, they're clinical narcissists and they're incapable of empathy or compassion for another human being. Talking to them, I'm talking to the rest of you. These people have been living, the ones that are working, have been living on a razor's edge. Is their job going to be safe next week? Next month? They are trying to support themselves and their families. They don't need your crap. They need your support. Right now, literally this moment, a furloughed cast member is detailing my car. He was he worked in housekeeping at, I think it was all one of the All-Stars, was a manager, was furloughed. And he took the opportunity to start his own business. As many business owners know, it's very difficult to start a business when you already have a job. It's really difficult. So he took this opportunity, and I found him in the Ears for Each Other group on Facebook, which I encourage people to go and join. Because there are a lot of cast members in the area who are doing things like this. So he started a car detailing business. His name is Brian Butler, and you can find him on Facebook if you are local here in Orlando, Butler Mobile Detailing. We'll have a link to his information in the show notes after we're done. And he said something interesting to me this morning. I asked him how business was going. He's like, you know, it's going well. I'm loving this. This is my dream, was to own my own business. And I'm like, what a way to make lemonade out of lemons, you know? And there are a lot of cast members out there that need our support. They don't need to be spit on. They don't need to be cursed at. This jackass in the fedora had the audacity to say, I'm a guest. That's right. You are a guest. If you're a guest in my house, you're going to live by my rules or I'm going to throw you out. The number of times the Orange County Sheriff has had to be called a guest is stunning. And that's why this story is coming out, because these Freedom of Information reports about these incidents. What level of selfish and entitled do you live in where any of that's okay? For any reason at all that you're going to spit on another human being. It disgusts me. And trust me when I tell you, the rest of us are not going to miss you at Walt Disney World. We're fine if you don't come. We are absolutely fine if you don't come. Now, I get the pandemic has taken a toll on all of us. It's absolutely taken a toll on all of us. But you know what? We got to lean into the new normal, and we got to try and make the best of it. And no part of that involves attacking cast members. Now, I'll shut up if somebody else wants to say something. No?
I mean,
nobody wants to follow.
I was just going to say it's not necessarily new behavior. It's just kind of like it's like more present and more intensified, because I was telling people in the chat that people, it'd be around Christmas or any holiday, people would used to swear at us, spit at us, threaten us at Blades Motors Action all the time, because you know the stadium's going to be full, you know, with 5,000 people in it. And so we load in, like, one by one, I have to make sure everybody slides all the way down. So just like, please slide all the way down. And every now and then it would get to that obstructed view where, like, you'd be near a pole. And I would tell people, like, just slide all the way down whatever bench you choose. I don't care what bench it is. Like, and they'd be like, there's a pole. And I'd say, well, no one's in the row behind you. You can go in the row behind you and slide all the way down. And then they'd just go off on me. And one guy, like, threatening me one time, and my manager didn't do anything about it. So it was fun. It's unfortunate, because it's one of those, like, having that happen is just like, I always said, it's hard because we all are here obviously doing this show, and everyone here watching and listening, you know, you love Disney and you love this thing, but you talked about entitled people, and I always say, working at Disney, I saw the worst in people, you know, a lot of times. I also saw the best in some people, but
I was just going to say, one of the things that has been a true blessing of my job is that I've gotten to see the best of Disney fans all the time. All the time. Look at together what we have all accomplished for Give Kids the World. Over $1 million raised. Okay. And not ready to announce anything, not even close, but got an idea cooking. Could be really fun. Could be really fun. But I don't know. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but that story pissed me off enough that I'm like, okay, I got a host. I got to say something about this. Because it really bothers me. It really bothers me. And I think a way that we can help kind of just, I don't know, change the narrative a little bit is continue to find support these cast members. If they're furloughed cast members, that Facebook group is a great place to go. Got a lot of creative people doing a lot of creative things. Give them the opportunity to earn some money and maybe find their new role in life. If they are working at Disney and you're on vacation, go out of your way to say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me be here, because if you're not here, I can't be here. We love the parks. We love the resorts. We love the experience. Doesn't happen without cast members. So maybe take that crappy energy that makes you want to spit at people and say thank you. Do something nice. Is that really that hard? To realize you're not the only person in the world? But enough. Enough. I want to get to another story that is really important. It's more important, I think, than you realize. I know that you guys were covering the earnings call live last week on the show. And one of the announcements that came out of that was Bob Chapek saying that they're aiming at a fall reboot for Disney Cruise Line. And a lot of the comments that I saw being made online were, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. And I understand that completely. I get it. I get it. But here's why I think that announcement was more important than you might realize. This was not a press release. If it was a release and it was something that vague, I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll see. This was an earnings call. This was an executive. This was a chief executive of a publicly traded company on an earnings call to investors. Now, why that's important is that it is illegal for a chief executive of a publicly traded company to dispense information on an earnings call for the purpose of pumping up stock if that information is not accurate. Now, that's not to say Disney Cruise Line is going to sail in the fall. That is to say that based on the information they have right now, based on everything they know at this point, that is what they are aiming for. And it is consistent with what I'm hearing from other sources. It is also consistent with what I'm hearing from other cruise lines. That the fall time frame looks to be what a lot of cruise lines are looking at as the time where they're going to be able to resume operation. Now, everybody was like, well, he didn't say this. He didn't say what they were going to do and what the capacity was going to be. That's because he doesn't know yet. And he can't give that information out on an earnings call without running into the warm embrace of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, we can take any number of, you know, we could say whatever we want about Bob Chapek. He's not stupid. An executive at that level is not going to go on an earnings call and make a claim like that if he doesn't have a reasonable sense that that's what's going to happen. So people are saying, oh, he's just doing it to pump up the stock. Well, if that's the case, he should enjoy prison because that's where he'll end up. But he's not, because that's not what he was doing. He's giving guidance to investors. And I, for one, was really excited that that's the venue they chose to say that for those very reasons. And nobody is going to accuse Disney Cruise Line PR of doing anything right now. Okay? They're not really – this is driving me insane because – I can't go to the bathroom without getting an email from Royal Caribbean about what they're doing with their ships. The changes they're making, the new HVA system, this and that and the other thing. Crickets from Disney Cruise Line. Crickets. That they need to start doing. They need to start telling us why it will be safer when cruising resumes. That is an opportunity they are missing to have a discussion with their fan base. And I don't understand it. It defies logic. You have a great opportunity right now to engage your highest affinity group, and you're blowing it. We just want to know what's going on. We know you can't give us a date. We know there's a lot of things you can't answer. You can tell us what you're going to do to the ships, make us feel a little safer. Like, okay. Okay, maybe we will. I know folks are saying that, you know, are they going to require vaccines? We don't know. We just don't know. But that was really good news. that barring any major changes in the trajectory of things right now, Disney Cruise Line expects to be operating in the fall of this year. And I, for one, am really excited about that. As a fan of Disney Cruise Line, I'm excited. As one of the owners of a travel agency that sells Disney Cruise Line, I'm extraordinarily excited. But what do you guys think? Let me open it up to the team.
I have thoughts and opinions.
Go ahead, Aline.
So with the announcement that came out, one thing that we kind of really have to keep in the back of our heads is that I'm not putting a lot of stock into that being an official announcement, because it wasn't something that was a planned announcement. It was in response to a question that was asked of him. And so that was kind of his off-the-cuff answer. So when he says fall, that could mean August. That could mean November. That could mean later. So there's no real specifics there. And a lot of things that they haven't been telling us is because I think that they just don't know, because they haven't gotten a lot of guidance from the CDC yet. So they don't know what's going to be required of them and what they have to do. But I agree that there are other cruise lines that are being very forthcoming. Royal Caribbean, like you said, this morning, Virgin Voyages actually made the announcement that all crew and all passengers are required to have the vaccines when they start sailing again.
Yeah.
It's a little bit easier for them to make that announcement because they are 18 and older for passengers only. There's no kids allowed on their ship. And they are being very, very pushing forward that they are sailing this summer. Like, they are dead set. They will be sailing this summer from all of the information that we've received from
them.
Well,
here's my thing. Again, whether it was off the cuff or a planned response, it was still on an earnings call. And again, these are experienced executives of publicly traded companies. They don't make off the cuff comments. You know, they had to know that question was coming before that call. They had to know. I mean, it's like, you know, like one of the most obvious questions that you're going to ask a Disney executive on an earnings call. But the fact that Virgin, again, not a major cruise line at this point, it's a very new cruise line. And as you mentioned, 18 and older, is now, I believe, the second or the third cruise line to announce they're going to require vaccines. That does create a conundrum for Disney Cruise Line. Being that, you know, right now children aren't being vaccinated. I know there is a clinical trial going on with one of the vaccines, vaccinating people under 16. But, you know, that there are no specifics because there can't be yet. He can't put that out there. But the fact that it's a glimmer of hope, And the fact that it came on an earnings call and not in a press release is why I put more stock in it. Is it a guarantee? Of course not. But does anybody else find it interesting they haven't canceled August yet?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm thinking through, and of course, when the news broke last week during the show, it was incredibly exciting. That was so much fun to have all that breaking news kind of coming in from the news desk with Jackie. But that piece alone, that we got a little bit of a heads up about DCL, is incredibly exciting. But at the same time, I sit here and I'm okay with not hearing every single detail. I really am. I'm okay with it. I completely trust Disney Cruise Line, but I do think that, we are going to see a vaccination, requirement. And maybe it's, you know, for people 16 and up or younger than that and up. I have no idea, but I have a feeling they are trying to buy a little bit of time and to let the rest of that kind of shake out. I think they need this next few months, maybe 3 or 4 months, to kind of see how the rest of the vaccination rollout goes. But here's what they could show us in the meantime. They don't have to have all the details. They don't have to have everything down pat. They don't have to show us everything. But maybe what they could show us is maybe a glimpse into one of the main dining rooms. and what it looks like right now. Like, how does Royal Court differ now between what it looked like last year and February? Like, show us markers on the ground, show us whatever. We've already seen images of guests in masks aboard the ships. So we know that's going to be a requirement. That's a no-brainer. But they could kind of show us, start to kind of give us a little bit of a pixie-dusted sneak peek into what the physical space looks like on the ship. We are so very attached to these ships. It would be great to have a little bit of a sneak peek into what is happening. All that being said, I am totally okay. They can tell me when they're ready to tell me, because maybe when they're ready to tell us, we get the mother load all at once. And that would
well,
be
I hope that something happens, but personally, I think Disney Cruise Lines PR-19, and they're operating off the rules. If it's negative, we don't say anything. That doesn't work in 2021. I don't think they've adapted to the new normal. And I think they've got to start doing something. I mean, the silence is deafening. The silence from them is deafening. So that's why an announcement like this gets parsed and picked apart, and because it's a glass of water in a desert for us right now. But all right, enough on Cruise Line. I want to move on to this other thing that happened yesterday, and I want to stress that this could have been a glitch. I don't think it was, but it could have been a glitch. Yesterday morning, we started getting reports from people in the United Kingdom that Disney's website in Europe was offering annual passes. And when people went to buy them and check out, there was an error. They called, and we have this from a few people, they called Disney in Europe, told them about the error, and they were allowed to complete the purchase over the phone. Now, at first, I thought it might have been a glitch, but from what I'm being told, it's still on that website today.
Mm-hmm. It is.
What? Like, I'm trying to parse the logic of, okay, so you don't want to sell too many annual passes, so sell them to people who can't travel here, you know, you can't come here. So, okay, that's a strategy, I guess. But I have to imagine there's something deeper to it. And is this a precursor? Possibly. That on some limited level, annual passes are going to come back. What say you, people of the internet, that work for me?
I was going to say, I have seen that people were saying that if you go in person to like guest relations, and if you have had a pass at one point, you can get it again. So I don't know if that applies for like brand new people, but I had I don't have it on me right now. It's in my phone somewhere, but I have a screenshot of like the post that somebody made. They went to Disney Springs and they got it. And I'm not trying to send people to Disney Springs to ask about it or anything like that. So I just really set up both Disney and the people going for failure. So I'm sorry. But this is like a month and a half ago that I saw this, though, that somebody has been able to renew it again. And so I don't know what's going on with that. Like,
I can see it with renewals. I can see it with renewals. But I don't think this is about renewals. This is about people buying annual passes. Unless my information is wrong. So that's what I'm like, kind of makes sense. If we're going to put our toe in the water and see how they sell right now, let's do it in Europe. That's like my guess. Unless this is a complete and utter glitch and somebody really screwed up over there. But I would think after them getting phone calls yesterday that I tried to buy an annual pass and the system wouldn't let me. Okay, let me take care of that for you. That if it was a glitch and it wasn't intended to be there, it would have been gone by now. So I don't know.
Well, but wouldn't, if they can't do it, then the cast member wouldn't even have been able to do it, right? Because it's not like, unless they got in touch with the random like manager who's able to override a system, but that means that that cast member, that individual cast member sitting at a phone line was able to just randomly sell this ticket. So it means that the system is not blocking out even a cast member from making that mistake. You know what I mean? Right. Like it, they can't just sell you something that doesn't exist. So that means that there is, that they've never removed it from the system to begin with. Or that a block on it has been removed, because there's no way they just let random, the whole company would just be like, oh, just make sure you don't sell an annual pass. Like Susan coming into work on Wednesday would accidentally sell an annual pass. You know what I mean? It's like,
right, exactly.
There would have to have been a, you know, yeah. So there's no, it just seems weird. It seems weird.
Yeah. I, and again, you know, I'm going to go back to my analogy of a glass of water in the desert. We have been waiting for some kind of news on annual passes. And so this tidbit came along and I got all excited, you know, something that I would have, you know, not paid attention to a year and a half ago suddenly becomes like major news that, okay, is this an indication that they're going to resume them here? As well. I mean, at some point they don't have to do anything. But after what we saw in Disneyland with the complete, we're giving you all your money back and we're completely redoing this program. Everybody, you know, everybody here has been like, okay, well, are we next? Are they going to just completely eliminate the program that exists currently and redo it from the ground up? That's a possibility. You know, one way, if you need to discourage people from doing something, make it obscenely expensive. Some would argue it already is. But so who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with that? All right. Anybody else on annual passes before I move on?
I do. I've got something.
Go ahead, Elaine.
Go ahead, Elaine.
So, yeah. So I've seen both sides of it, that we have people that are absolutely clamoring for annual passes right now. We see it online all day long. I have people asking me every day. But when the park pass system started, the park passes are divided into three buckets. One is annual pass holders, one is on-site Disney hotel guests, and the other is off-site day guests. And the annual pass holder were supposed to be the middle level priority guest. And if you look at the park pass availability calendar for the next several weeks, most every park is sold out every day for both on-site guests and off-site guests. But if you look at the annual pass holder calendar, it's wide open availability. So are there not as many annual pass holders left? Are they just not coming, or have they pushed more availability to them? That's what I've been wondering.
Yeah, well, I all right. Those of you who've been in the parks recently, does it look like there are less people?
No, God, no.
No.
Yeah. So
no. It's so crowded. Not to be rude, it compared to what it is or whatever, there's people in the park. There's no question.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And all the park passes for annual pass holders are gone right now. So I can't get into a park until Saturday.
Yeah.
Right. But anybody staying on site can't get in until like mid-April.
Right.
Ooh. So you do have a lot more availability.
Well, that would tell me that demand on the annual pass side is higher than demand from on-site guests. So that tells me that they may not be seeing the level or the numbers of on-site guests that they're hoping for. I mean, God knows they're running discounts like it's their job. So it's, I don't know, not hearing anything. I haven't heard anything recently about occupancy rates at the resorts. You know, we did have that, I'm not supposed to talk about that, so I won't get in trouble. And now they're all going to be like, what does he know? Sorry. But we'll see. I wonder if we're going to hear something in the coming weeks about annual passes. We'll find out. All right. The other one I want to talk about, this show may go long, so deal with it. The article Jackie did, I believe Jackie did, Denny, the Brightline train to Disney isn't happening anytime soon.
Me.
Oh, that was you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was Jackie? I looked. oh no, it was the Guests Can't Follow the Rules article. Yes. Was Jackie. So let's talk about that. Because obviously the announcement that they were pulling Magical Express next year, which the response from guests shocked them to no end. They could not understand why people were so upset. And I just sat and banged my head against the desk. But so, you know, so, I don't know if this came from Disney or if it was just, you know, floating around the internet. Well, they're going to be doing the Bright Line to Disney Springs. And Denny, that's not happening for 5 years. Am I right?
Right. It's going to be 5 years down the road. And that news broke last week in a conversation, in a call, a meeting that was had between one of the head honchos, one of the leaders for Brightline, with the Central Florida Expressway leadership. And so he kind of mapped things out for them, and it's going to be 5 years down the road. And of course, all of the specifics are listed in the article. They want to piggyback on Route 417 between Orlando International Airport and Disney Springs. It is literally the straightest shot. It's the path of least resistance, as I said in the article, for them. And they will have to use roughly 355,000 feet of elevated bridge on that path for the train just following 417, as opposed to the next best choice, which is a combination of 528, iDrive, all that jazz, which would be five times the amount of bridge expansion. So that's obviously that's what they want to do. But it's 5 years down the road. So as I sat there, you know, working on this article going, OK, so Brightline, I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be next year, obviously. They're not building a train station at Disney Springs and having everything laid between MCO and Disney Springs in a year's time. It's just not going to happen. So all of my thoughts.
Something's getting laid, but it's not going to be the train tracks. It's going to be the guests trying to get from OIA to Disney.
And that was part of my question in that article is, okay, so guys, those of you who were counting on Brightline as of January 1st, 2022, that's no longer an option. So what will you do? And it was really interesting to read all the responses that we got on Facebook to that.
Yeah, it really is. Look at the things we're talking about today. Everything's up in the air. Mm-hmm. And then we wonder why everybody's on edge. Right? And I said this to somebody recently, and this has been a year for all of us. It's been a year of loss, right? We haven't been able to spend the time with our families that we normally would have, especially around the holidays. Restrictions about where we can go and what we have to wear. And in some cases, sadly, loss of a family member to COVID. It's been a year of loss. And so when every announcement coming out of Disney is we're taking this away and we're taking that away and we're laying off 20,000 people and we're taking away Magical Express and they're dumbfounded by the reaction. You're our happy place. You're our escape from real life. and we look to you, and it's more loss. It's more change. Now, obviously, a lot of the things they've had to do, they've had to do. It's, we, you know, intellectually, we understand it, but emotionally, it's like, come on. I just want some normal, right? And I said this to the guys, and I've said this to my friends and family, and I say it mostly for myself. 2019 ain't coming back. It's not coming back. Okay? There's a new normal now. I don't know what it looks like. I don't think it's going to be as restrictive as what we're living in right now. But 2019 ain't coming back. There's going to be a new normal, and we're going to have to wrap our heads around it. And like I said, I say that as much for myself as I do for anybody else. And as far as, you know, a lot of people asking, okay, so what are the best ways to get from, you know, if I don't have Magical Express, what are my options? Well, obviously, Uber and Lyft are options. I'll throw out a plug for our friends at fltours.com. They've been advertisers on the Diz for many, many years. Town car service back and forth, but they also have vans and all sorts of stuff. So fltours.com. But that's going to be the cottage industry now, the way it was before Magical Express. This town was lousy with town car services before Magical Express. Magical Express put a lot of them out of business. And then Uber came along, and Uber finished what Magical Express didn't kill. But so we're gonna feel our way through that change next year when that comes. All right, this is what I want to end the show on. Great article on the Diz. Let me pull it up real quick. Great article on the Diz by Lacey Post, one of our contributors. How to be a fan of both Disney and Universal. Because there's an interesting thing happening, and I think I talked about this a while ago. There's an interesting thing happening. A lot of people are going to Universal. A lot of Disney fans who swore they'd never step foot at Universal are going. Now, I know for locals, a lot of that is being driven by the fact that you can still buy an annual pass at Universal. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you from the Dreams Unlimited standpoint, I've been watching the sale of Universal packages slack-jawed at how many people are going. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't been to Universal in a while. I love Universal. I just haven't been there in a while. But I know I've got at least three hardcore Universal fans on the show right now. My producer, Craig, my producer, Rhino, and, my agent, Elaine Edwards. She loves Universal, don't you?
I do. And you talk about being a Disney fan and being a Universal fan, and I have been to Universal more in the last year than I have been to Disney. That's
why
how much I love it.
Why
you
is
know,
that?
Right now, with all of the restrictions in place and things that aren't open yet and things that are going on, Universal is just easier. And because you don't have to make a park reservation, you don't have to plan out every second of every day what order you're going to do things in, you can just go. And the resorts are so close to each other that it's easy to hop from one to the other. If you stay in one of their premier hotels, they give you the unlimited express pass for free,
yeah,
which is a heck of a saving. So you just walk onto all of the rides, and it's different. It's very hard to compare the two of them, but I'll tell you right now, Universal is doing awesome. I mean, Universal has fireworks right now. Disney don't. So
let me ask you a question, Elaine. What if I told you I wanted to take my 92-year-old mother to Universal? I mean, not to put her on the Hulk. What would your advice to me be? And this is genuine, folks. We did not talk about this before time. I'm asking you.
You know,
she's been vaccinated. She's got both her shots.
Right.
So she's got her papers.
Right. Okay. So if you were planning to take your mother to Universal, there are a number of shows that they still have open and available. They have a ton of Streetmosphere still going on. They have their nighttime cinematic spectacular. And I'll tell you what, you go over to Volcano Bay. Yeah, she's not riding the body slides, but rent a cabana over there. Because
well, if we put enough drinks in her, maybe. And she's watching, and that's why I'm doing this, Ma. That's why I'm doing this. She goes crazy when I say stuff like that. I do not drink. Woman hasn't had a drink, and I think it's been longer than I haven't had a drink. But, you know, because I think about it, that, and if she loves the resorts, and obviously the park, like, there's not a lot there for her to do. Like I said, you know, we're not putting her on, not going to put her on Hagrid's. Although that could be fun. Maybe we'd raise enough money, she'd do it. I'm kidding. Would never do that to my mother. Well, maybe, but I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it, honestly, about just doing a little staycation, couple nights, go over to Portofino, one of arguably my favorite resort in Orlando.
That's literally what I was thinking.
Me of Italy. It reminds me of Italy, and she won't let me take. Well, at this point, I think it would just the trip would be too much for her. But you know, I've wanted to take her to Italy. It's where her mother and her grandparents are from. But I've gotten my first vaccine shot. I'm getting my second one next week. Mom's got hers. I feel a little bit more comfortable with that. Obviously, want to maintain certain protocols, but just to do something different. And I've been thinking about it. So that's why I'm legitimately asking you if you think, like, do you feel safe at Universal? I guess is the question I'm really asking.
I have. So like I said, I've been several times that they have reopened. I'm going back in April, in fact. And the thing that I like to remember is, you can't control what anyone else does, but you can control what you do. So mm-hmm. I definitely make sure that I stay away from other people. You know, I like that they are more forthcoming with even hand sanitizer at Universal. They have somebody that stands at the entrance to every queue, and they've got a bottle in their hand, and they make you take it. So I really like that. I mean, all of the staff that I've encounter there are friendly, over and above, willing to, you know, help you. So I have felt safe the times that I've gone there. Anytime I see anybody in areas that get crowded, I just stand back and I walk around, and I have never gotten to a point there that I have felt unsafe. But like you said, I was just thinking how much she would enjoy sitting at one of the tables outside in the piazza area of Portofino, listening to the singers, like at sunset. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Rhino, what about you? What do you think?
I was trying to go through the attraction list in my head to think about what your mom could do still. And I was just thinking, like, there are still a couple that aren't, you know, that are exciting, but not necessarily like jostling. Like she could, like King Kong maybe, or E.T., stuff like that. You know, like there are some things that can be done there. But also Universal is doing their Mardi Gras celebration in a whole new way, this year. And I think the foods, everything I've tried there so far has been great. So I think, you know, I wouldn't put away like a culinary trip, you know, a snacking and around the park sort of an adventure or something like that. And I was talking with Craig about this recently too, is that I think there's just a completely different feeling around, like when you're in the park at Universal, it feels a little less contentious and a little more matter of a fact. Like it's really like, yeah, the stuff here is the stuff here. It might be here forever. It might go someday. It might be something new, but it feels a little less toxic than Disney can feel sometimes. Like, you know, we already had the conversation about people spitting on cast members, and I'm 100% positive that happens at Universal too, but I just feel like there's a little, I don't know. There's just a completely different vibe when you're in there, and that, so like you can be a fan of both, obviously. You can't, they're not mutually exclusive, but I think it's worth doing. I think that is a very valid question to ask yourself. Like what type of an adventurous person are you? Because I, for one, am not a giant roller coaster person, but I find that there is more than enough personal for me.
Yeah,
to do.
Me as well. I do not do roller coasters.
Yeah.
It's just not my gig. But I love going to Universal. I love Portofino. I love Portofino Bay. It does. It reminds me of being in Italy. And right now, that's like one of the places I am yearning to go back to. So I think that's part of why I'm thinking about that. But, you know, obviously, where mom is concerned, you know, I'm careful. I'm careful. If I could wrap her up in bubble wrap and move her around in a secure perimeter with Secret Service, I would do it. But I'm thinking about it. So now that I know Elaine's going in April, maybe we'll crash her party. And apparently Craig's having trouble with his microphone. And I know we are having some technical issues with the feed, and I apologize for that. We are trying out something new in the studio. So there's going to be, as Craig mentioned at the beginning, there's going to be some, might be a few bumps with that. And I do apologize. Of course, the full version of the show will be available afterwards. Right, Craig? Oh, he's giving me this. So, well.
It really hasn't been that bad on this end, to be honest with you.
Well, apparently Craig is just giving me this. So, it's either we're having trouble with the feed or his sexual orientation has changed. I don't know which, but that's going to do it, folks. We're going to wrap it up here. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for staying with us. And I will see you again next week with another edition of the Diz Unplugged. Have a great week, folks. And remember, stay out of the damn lakes. Take care.